It's Thursday, the 23rd of December. This is episode 21. This is the Sodcast Christmas special.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
This week on the blog, links for the podcast, images for the podcast, this week's oddities, and finally, that bit is an unfinally bit. So, sorry, you might have noticed that Peter is no longer speaking. This is Eric Lawler, stand-up comedian from Dublin, Ireland, Europe. I have taken over the show because Peter asked me to come along as a guest, and I refused to unless I was the presenter. So, here's me walking in Peter's garden in the seasonal snow with his dog snapping at my ankles. I'd just like to welcome my first guest to my new show, former presenter, Mr. Peter Donegan. Peter! Thanks for having me up in your garden.
Thanks for having me on the show, Eric.
This is what you would call a gardening coup. You know, I've taken over your show, and believe it or not, I'll be taking over this house as well. And as animals seem to be taking a liking to my ankles. Peter, are we all set for Christmas?
Yeah, I think we are. We're a bit white, so there's no grass cutting, so that's absolutely fine, Eric.
So normally on Christmas you would go out and cut grass. What sort of a weirdo are you?
I'm your... no comment.
Most people sit at home, have some turkey, watch Only Fools and Horses, but Peter, no, he likes to go out and cut grass. Right, we're walking out into the winter wilderness, which is Ballybuckle in the winter, and it's an absolutely stunning backdrop to this coup that we're having here on the podcast, Sodcast, loudest Sodcast in the world. That's how loud it is. I noticed, Peter, that in your back... Oh, shut up, you. Sorry, that's the missus there. I'll be back in a minute. I'm just have to do this thing for Peter. She's having a fight with her sister. Hang on. So I noticed you've got half a Morris Minor in your back garden, Peter. Obviously, that's for a dramatic effect, and it wasn't an accident.
Tax evasion.
Okay. Right. I see where you're going with that one. So come here. What have you got to look forward to on today's Sodcast, Peter? Can you fill us in?
Yeah, we've got, I suppose first up, we've got Mark coming in from Irish Weather Online.
So. Irish Weather Online, they're the splinter group. Well, they're not the splinter group. They're the enemy of Met Aaron at the moment. And Irish Weather Online, I've been noticing on Twitter, seem to be getting most things right, whereas Met Aaron are predicting heat waves. That's how wrong they are. And that seems to be the... I'm on Twitter, as most of you should be. And if you follow Irish Weather Online, they seem to be very, very accurate, whereas Met Aaron are like, they're a bit like politicians. They're kind of like going, I tell you, we'll cover all bases here today. There'll be a bit of sun, bit of air, there will be people and some greenery, and it'll be a bit cold and warm and foggy and wet at the same time. I think we've covered all their bases there, Jacinta, haven't we? Yes. And whereas Irish Weather Online give it to you straight up, listen, batten everything down, this place is going down the tubes. You know, honesty, that's what we want. A bit of honesty in this country. That's all we want. I can't wait to hear the Irish Weather Online. The real renegades. I say those they're weather forecasters who walk around in shorts. You know, just shorts. You're going, this is how renegade we are. We predict the weather by going out in our jocks and feeling how cold the air is. That's what we do. Look at these. These are your chickens. No, you won't go there, right? Do they get nervous at Christmas? No. Here they are now on horseback. Well, all right, lads. Okay, without further ado, I'd like to hand it over to Irish Weather's most honest people, Mark from Irish Weather Online.
Mark, Eric Lawler had a lot to say about you.
Yeah, he's a comedian and not a meteorologist, nor am I a comedian. And I still have no idea what he was on about, but I think it was a compliment, was it? I'm not too sure. I'll take it as a compliment from a comedian / wannabe meteorologist.
It's the 23rd of December today, Mark. Santa needs a bit of snow to, you know, land the sleigh a little bit better. How is that looking?
It will be a white Christmas, Peter. There is no doubt about that for areas that have already seen snow, in that there will be snow lying on the ground. There's going to be no significant, not even a moderate or a slight thaw in most places, because temperatures are going to stay close to or below freezing during the day and night for the next 48 hours at least. Technically, a white Christmas means that snow has to fall between during that 24-hour period and Christmas Day. That is unlikely to happen, with the exception of perhaps some light flurries along the east coast as winds turn somewhat south. southeasterly. So looking at a white Christmas, looking good for Santa Claus, plenty of places to land, not too much snow in the Midwest of Ireland or in the south, but I'm sure the landing lights will be on in Cork and Shannon airports for him.
For a lot of kids, Mark, and a lot of families who, you know, the kids are off school, I suppose, what are we looking at from, let's say, the 24th up until kind of New Year's Eve? What's the forecast for there?
At the end of the 26th, start of 27th, temperatures of around 4 to 7 Celsius. So this is when conditions get a little difficult, underfoot especially, because there will be, not a rapid thaw, there will be certainly a thaw in places that have seen snow. At the moment, we're fortunate. There's plenty of traction in the snow we have at the moment, and it's staying cold during the days. It's going to be a lot messier as we head into the end of the weekend. And then towards New Year's, temperatures will stay around the range of 4 to 9 Celsius, warmest and mildest in the extreme southwest. And then as we head into New Year's, similar picture again, but then by the middle or end of the first week of January, all long-range weather models are indicating that there will be a return to much colder weather again. So technically, January is the coldest month in winter. But just to reassure everybody waiting for Santa Claus that conditions are going to be good on Christmas Eve for Santa Claus. But it will be cold, the reindeer will be cold, and they'll need some nourishment when they deliver the presents. So do leave out the carrot, a few biscuits and glass of milk for Santa Claus. He has a long night ahead of him. Everything will be fine, and hopefully everybody gets their presents and I get a new weather station because mine is broken. So that's it from Irish Weather Online. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again after.
So that was Peter speaking to Mark from Irish Weather Online. Weather, whether you like it or not. Whoa, ba-dum-tsh. Now, the section I've been looking forward to most on this show, and I have to be honest, Peter Donegan from Donegan Landscaping, speaking to the great man himself, Santa Claus, all the way from the North Pole. I hope Peter's reversing the charges.
Hi, Chuck, is the workshop. Elf Alan speaking.
Hello, I'm looking to speak to Santa, please.
Okay, no problem. Please hold. Hello. This is Elf Eddie Hunt speaking. You're through to the accounts department.
Oh, sorry, I was looking for Santa.
Okay, just a minute, bye. Hello, this is the Embassy. Ambassador Elf Patrick speaking, Begar and Begar.
Hello, Elf Patrick. This is Peter. I was looking to speak to Santa, please.
Oh, is that you? Peter from Ballypothole.
You mean Ballybottle?
Ah, sure, Ballyboghole, whatever. Haha, you know what I mean, to be sure. I hear you've had some trouble down there with the old pushing a lawnmower with all that snow.
Ah, well, sure. What can you do, Elf Patrick?
Well, sure, Peter, it is true, so it is. Ha 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 ha. So you wouldn't be yourself without being in a little bit of trouble now, would you? By my notebook, you'd want to be careful you don't get a lump of coal from Santa with all that gibberish you've been harping on about that there internet thing of yours. Is that the new thing, is it? Anyway, so hold on and I'll put you through to Santa.
Hello, Peter. This is Santa. And hello to all the listeners of the Garden Podcast.
Hi, Santa. How are preparations going up there in the North Pole?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Of course, today is December 23rd, which means only one day to go before I set off.
Yeah, it's not too long to go now, is it?
That's right. In fact, today is Christmas Eve, one of my favourite days of the year.
And how's your garden looking up there in the North Pole, Santa?
Oh, a bit white, but it's going good, Peter. We've been listening to the Garden Podcast, and to be honest, Jane was a little loud last week. Then again, at least we can understand her. Not like that bold fella, Pat Fitzgerald. I have his name in both columns. Anyway, Peter, I'm awfully busy right now, with less than 2 days to go.
Okay, thanks, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, it's back to me again, Eric Lawler, guest presenter, who... I'll give you some garden advice. My advice is don't garden. It's impossible, unless I grow snowdrops. Snowdrops! I was at my kids' nativity yesterday. I've twin boys, Adam and Alex, and they're in second class in primary school. And I was very proud yesterday. They were part of the nativity. Adam was the Blessed Virgin. Not sure how I feel about that right now, to be honest with you, but he was very virgin-like. Rocked the baby, and... yeah, he was serene, I suppose. And Alex was a shepherd. And Yeah, he knows his way around sheep, fair play to him. And but, you know, the nativity, I mean, it's the same old story every year, isn't it? You know what's going to happen in the end. I was hoping for a bit of a sixth sense twist at the end, like, you know, that they were all dead and it was a dream or something, or, you know, the Mary had a co-joined, had co-joined twins. That would have been a nice little mix. Or maybe co-joined triplets. Then he could have had the Holy Trinity there and then, born in one go. Controversial. Christmas Eve tomorrow. Can you believe Christmas Eve tomorrow? And Santy's going to be arriving at all the houses tomorrow night for all the kids with the prezzies and all that. And it's going to be great. Just hope my kids love sticks and oranges and wheels and wrapping paper. Because that's the way it is these days. This is a marvellous opportunity that has been afforded to me by Peter Donegan from Donegan Landscaping, answering all your gardening needs. That's what I have to say, Peter. Christmas Day, my gaff. Deadly buzz. Wake up, go down, console the kids, and then come back up, find a few drinks off the neighbours, into the sitting room, watch Top of the Pops, pretend I know what songs are being played, and hope Foster and Alan are shown again. And then get stuck into the turkey, and then I'll cook it, and we'll have a nice Christmas dinner. Probably watch another ridiculous film that night, with a tin of roses, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, exciting stuff in the Lawler household at Christmas time, let me tell you. Now, gardening advice. What kind of gardening advice could I give you in this weather? Well, you see, I've no idea, because I don't garden. That's why I knock up to Peter, because he tells me what to do. It's Arctic out here. I feel like Captain Scott walking through Peter's garden. It'd be a bit of a shit expedition, though, wouldn't it? Oh yeah, what did you do? Oh yeah, I went to the Antarctic. Where did you go? I walked around there, Peter Donegan's backyard in Ballybuckle. Oh, fair play to you. And I still landed a flag. The Ballymun flag. Get in there, sunshine. Right, I'm walking out his front garden now, because he's telling me to leave. Right, Christmas time. Anyway, Peter has a green and white flag flying over his telegraph pole in the front garden. Not sure what that's supposed to signify. He's either a Shamrock Rovers fan or an Ireland fan. I mean, who supports Ireland? His little dog is beside me here. His little black and white dog. Don't know his name, but he's. I think he's been sent out to keep sketch on me. So yeah, Christmas. Hope they're all set up for Christmas. It is by far my favourite time of the year. And you know, I mean, I hope he's enjoyed Christmas as much as I'm going to enjoy it. I mean, Christmas morning, for instance, it evokes so many great childhood memories for me. As I'm sure it does everybody out there. I know the tradition in Ireland is for the kids to get up at, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, run down into the sitting room and open their presents, see what Santa's brought them. That wasn't allowed in our house, ladies and gentlemen. That was not allowed. We'd be woken at 7:30, 8 o'clock. We'd go into the bathroom, we'd get washed, we'd run our shiny new Christmas clothes down the stairs, not into the sitting room, no, out the front door and up the feckin' mass. And we'd be walking up the street, up the mass, and all the kids be out on their new bikes, their new skateboards, going, yo, Eric, what did you get? Oh, no, feckin' no! And then he'd be in the mass going, yeah, happy birthday, Jesus, etc., 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 etc. And then the mass would be out, we'd all leg it back to the gaff, but no, still not into the sitting room, into the kitchen to have your feckin' breakfast! Talk about fast food. The crockery and all was going down. And then, and only then, 2 or 3 hours after we had been awoken, we were allowed into the sitting room to open our presents. Now, you people might think that's a little bit cruel, but it was the way we were raised. And if anything, it added to the excitement of Christmas morning. I still love my mum and dad dearly. I still love them. I still love my mum and dad dearly. You know, I went down with their Christmas presents last Christmas morning, drove down, walked up the driveway, knocked on the door. My ma, she opened the door. I turned around, got back into the car, and I'll see you in 3 feckin' hours, ma. It's the little things. It's the little things that keep us going. Right then, I think it's time for some dozy rascal, don't you? Dozy, over to you.
What's up, internet peoples? This is Dozy Rascal. You probably know me from Dermot and Dave on 98 FM. But right now, internet eyes on this, the Sodcast, innit? And I've got like a letter here that came into me. It says this: Dear Dozy, I'm a gardener, professionally that is. I'm thinking about my New Year's resolutions, and I think I'd like to branch out into media. I think he's making a joke there, saying branch out, because he's like a gardener and that. I'd like to be rich and famous like you. How can I achieve my dreams? Yours horticulturally, P. Donegan. Well, P. Donegan, you gotta get yourself a game plan. Best way of doing that is joining Dozy's New Year, New You plan. This is what you gotta do, right? You gotta think about yourself like you're approaching a sorry excuse for a garden where you're about to work your magic on it. So what you gotta do, you gotta strip it all back to zero first, right? Give yourself a blank canvas just to work on. Well, the same applies to you if you wanna be a new man in the new year. You gotta get a good base to build your career on, and that's your body, right? You gotta sort out your body, you gotta sort it out now. So I'm prescribing a 6-month live-in super workout stay in Ben Dunn's Northwood Gym in Sanctuary, innit? I asked Ben to join us today to give us an idea of what you could expect. What's up, Ben?
Yo, Dozy.
What are you going to do for Pete Donegan, man?
Well, he can come to our gym where you can get a family membership for less than €1 a day. That's 2 adults, 2 kids, for less than the price of a Mars a day. A Ben Dunn gym a day helps you work out, no rest, and play with those huge yoga balls.
Yeah, but what about Pete Donegan, man?
Who?
The guy that wants to be famous and that.
Oh, yeah. At Northwood, we'll help Peter shed any unwanted pounds and work out our magic potion ingredients on him. We need to get that killer six-pack situation style, work on those Usain Bolt quads, and achieve the Paul O'Connell arms. This is a lot of work, but at Ben Dunn's Northwood Gym, anything is possible.
And Pete Donegan could stay over there, yeah?
Oh, yes, Dozy. We've cleared out a cleaner's cupboard and put in a vibrating plate so that he can work out even while he sleeps.
That's intense, man.
Sure is, Dozy. Do you hear that, Jackie Skelly?
Nice one, Ben. Now, after Pete Donegan gets his body right, we've got to get to work on his hygiene. Them gardeners are smelly, yeah? From Malahide's La Spa Therapy is Sheila Exfoliant. Hello, Sheila. What are you going to do for Pete Donegan?
Well, I'd just like to thank you, Dozy, for the opportunity to work with one of your clients. It really is a dope jam. Sorry, is that marmalade with drugs in it? Anyway, Pete Donegan can expect a full manicure because those gardeners always have dirt under their fingernails, don't they?
They sure do, dirty bastards.
Well, we'll get in there now and we'll clean them out and give him lovely, presentable hands, and he'll be able to shake hands at red carpet events and do book or CD or DVD signings without people saying, look, I thought it was Pete Donegan, but it's actually a very dirty, vagrant tramp with hideous fingernails.
Or a gardener.
Or a gardener, yes.
Sheila Exfoliant, nice one.
Ain't no tang, homie.
Don't say that, Sheila.
Sorry.
Right, and finally, my own super duper special Dozy tip to get you a new name. You can't be P. Donegan. That ain't street, you know what I mean? You gotta get a new name. Only problem is you got the same initials as another rapper. That's cause P. Diddy. Puff Daddy. He's got P. D. sewn down, so you can't have that. But I think the right one for you, you gotta snoop it up a little bit, you know what I mean? You gotta keep it street, but you gotta give it a new 21st century edge. That's why I think you should now be called Pizzle Dizzle, Pete Donegan. Alright? It's gotta work, man. That's hot and street and fresh. Like some of the plants you plant in your garden is fresh. It's Pizzle Dizzle, you know what I mean? So Pizzle Dizzle, that's you sorted for the new year. Your body is ripped, thanks to Ben Dunn. Your beauty is sorted, thanks to Sheila Exfoliant. And your new name is actually copyright owned by me, so every time you use it, you've got to give me €1.17 plus VAT. You might be famous, but you ain't gonna be rich, boy. Blah, 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 Pizzle Dizzle, Pizzle Dizzle.
So hi, this is Peter. You've just listened to the Christmas special, episode 21. Edition of the Sodcast Loudest Gardening and Ireland's Only Gardening Podcast. Huge thank you to everybody involved in today's show. From the bottom of my heart, really appreciate it. More than that, to those of you, you might say a little bit more behind the scenes, this is going back almost 12 months, a list of 12 months of thank yous that you might say is almost an entire blog post in itself. It's an endless list. To those of you, you know who you are. I'm freezing outside, that's why I'm shivering my voice slightly. But thank you, and thank you again. Really, really, really is appreciated. To all of you listening, have an amazing Christmas. Really, from the bottom of my heart, have a great Christmas. Have a brilliant new year. I'll be back the first Thursday in January, and I'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye for now. And whatever you do in the great outdoors, be sure and let me know. As always, you'll be able to get me on info@donneganlandscaping.com. That's email. I'm on Twitter as @DonneganGardens. And as always, you can hit the blog. That's www.donneganlandscaping.com. And you can contact me through there. Thank you. Take care, folks. Bye for now.